woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. No one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." This is probably not an unknown passage to you. Jesus' miracles are familiar to us. It might seem a funny choice, as we all have men here. If we were watching television at home and there was an advert of this subject matter, my husband would probably say, "Why do they have to put that on?" But this is a passage that God gave me. This passage is not solely about the condition. It's about transformation and about faith. This would have impacted her life hugely over 12 years. For a woman, this bleeding can signify life. But for us as women, it would signify life. It's life-giving, but here it took life away. Mark 5:26 says she had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay for them. But she'd gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. She'd heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. Culture that was very different then to now. A woman, while bleeding, had strict instructions, which you'll find back in Leviticus, of what she could and couldn't do. Right down to what she could sit on, what she could lie on, and what that meant for others living with her. Don't lie on her bed, don't sit on her chair, or you'll be unclean. She was known as ceremonially unclean. She was, as a woman, to bring offerings to the tabernacle 7 days after the bleeding stopped, and only then could the priest purify her from the impurity caused by bleeding. That was what would have been done every month. And we know that by this woman, that never ended for her. She was trapped in her home, trapped by her condition. It's something now beyond the realms of our imagination. A woman to be deemed unclean for something that actually enables us to give life. We can hardly imagine how she felt. She'd been unclean for 12 years, unable to live a normal life and shunned by her family. But this story, however, is about faith, the faith of the woman and the healing touch of Jesus. Too much could be given to what was wrong with her and why she shouldn't be out. But what about what she did? She had to leave her home unnoticed. There were huge crowds around. Why did she do it? And where did she get her strength from? I think she thought, "This is a last-ditch attempt. I've heard about this man. I try anything, I've got nothing to lose." She couldn't plan it. She didn't know when Jesus was going to be there, but she'd heard about him and she knew he'd be near. She must have felt at times that her life was over, trapped inside her house. But she got out. She pushed through the crowd, likely as low down as she could. Imagine her desperation, not wanting to be seen. And imagine the crowds descending on him, people all pushing in, following him. Maybe the disciples were protecting him, surrounding him. Yet her determination got her through. He was on his way to see Jairus, his 12-year-old daughter that was dying. Jesus was looking ahead, focused on what was to come. How did he feel her touch? Why does it mention the edge of his cloak? How could he feel her through his cloak? Why did he feel her and no other person in the crowd when he was being pushed and shoved likely? We've seen scenes on films of Jesus and the crowds hemming in on him. It wouldn't have been easy for her to get to him. I wonder if it was like that feeling, like an electric shock, if you go to shake hands with someone or you touch something and you get that shock. I wonder if that's how Jesus felt. Yeah, it was through his cloak. There was extreme power in that touch, that meeting. The feeling he described was the power going out of him. It's quite hard to imagine. Dozens of people must have been touching him while he walked through crowds. Yet only one woman touched him and felt his healing, saving power. A very determined woman. She wholeheartedly believed he was the one to heal her. When you think about her position in society, women were thought of a lower standing than men. Apart from the fact that she wouldn't have been able to leave her home for years, Jesus greets her tenderly. He calls her daughter. There's a real softness to that. Your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Only last week I spoke of how I'd experienced some healing with my back. I do still have pain, but it's nothing like it was in the summer. In the summer, I cried at night in pain and wasn't able to walk far. This week, I too, like Alan, walked 4 miles. And afterwards, I didn't experience very much pain. I know that you've been praying for me here, praying for my healing. 11 months of suffering now with very little medical help. And I praise God for that. My healing, however, has been over a period of time. Yet within this story, her healing was immediate, a power that travelled from Jesus to her. Immediately she was healed. Jesus' power is releasing. This story wasn't only about that physical touch. It wasn't about the bleeding. It was about faith. This wasn't an isolated incident of healing. There were many within Jesus' ministry. He was a healer, and he wants us to be part of his healing ministry. Jesus was showing his disciples, what he wanted them to go out and do, preparing them for their journey ahead without him. Luke 9, when Jesus has called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure disease. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. They'd seen him do it, then they were to go out themselves, following his example, as we are called to do. Healing can be a real challenge to us. Medical science is a gift, but we are also called to pray. To pray for healing and to take part in God's healing process. One of the most challenging things we have to deal with is why will some be healed and not others? It's especially challenging to us. We have to have faith. We know Jesus, so surely we will be healed. But we may not, and we may not understand why. God works in mysterious ways. We don't have all the answers. But we are called to have the faith and to trust him. That's what draws us closer to God, our faith, our relationship with him. Without trust that our prayers will be empty, will be answered, they become empty. Do you really know Jesus, or are you still curious? In the crowd with Jesus were those who followed because they were curious. And those who followed because they believed in his healing power. To receive his healing power, we must have faith that really knowing him will bring about healing our mind, our body, and our soul. I have a prayer here from a lady called Saint Teresa of Avila. And as I close this with prayer, I'm going to start with this. Saint Teresa of Avila was also called Saint Teresa of Jesus and was born on the 28th of March in 1515. And she was a Carmelite nun and a prominent religious reformer. I'm actually going to time us for 1 minute so we can sit quietly with our eyes closed. And like we just did with Nigel, we're going to think about somebody else that we'd like to pray for healing, whether that be physical, mental or spiritual, whether they be here or elsewhere. Please close your eyes and rest. Christ has no body but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassionately on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands. Yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassionately on this world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the responsibility you bestow on us. We take seriously the ability that some of us have been gifted with to heal others. Through prayer, through fasting, through touch, we can heal. We pray for your healing on all those with us today that are struggling with ill health. Lord, whether this be mind, body or soul, we ask for your releasing power to heal those here today. We think of those within our families or friends that are struggling in some way, and we lift those up to you now. We pray, Lord, for those we know and love, to know you and to know the comfort and healing your love will bring. In Jesus' name, amen.